And I'm a little nervous. This is a big animal, you know. And so I, you know, watch what everyone else is doing. I get on the horse, and I'm not from a little nervous. When I get at the top, I become a lot nervous. So I get on the horse. The horse virtually turns around to look at me as if to say, "You've never been on a horse before, have you?" And the horse then proceeded to smile and run away with me on the back. Now, I've watched enough movies, and I know how to stop a horse. You yell, "Whoa." But I'm afraid of falling off the horse. So I get really close to the horse's neck and kind of release the reins because I don't want to annoy the horse. And I squeeze my legs really hard so I stay on. As I'm yelling, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" The horse, I determine, is hard of hearing. So I decide, this horse, I'm boss. I start kicking the horse with both legs saying, "Whoa, whoa." My friends can't help me because they are laughing so hard they fell off their horses. The horse finally gets tired, and I jump off the horse, and the friends came galloping up, and ha, 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 ha. The horses can sense your fear. A dog can sense your fear. Guess what? People subconsciously can sense your level of belief in the industry, the leadership, the product, the compensation plan, the training, and they can sense whether you believe that you can be successful in this. They can sense it. And if they don't sense a high level of belief, they're not going to get in with you. This is the magic. Some of you foo-fooed that. It is the magic. Now, there's another set of magical ingredients. They're not necessarily beliefs. There is a difference. These are called intentions. So you have your basic beliefs. Now I want to talk about some specific intentions you have to have when you're building this business, when you're doing the workflow, when you're going through the process. You have to have your beliefs ingrained. That's automatic. It's part of you. But while you're doing this, you also have to have some conscious intentions being put forth as you build it. If you put forth the correct intentions, it works better. Everything happens better. If you don't have the right intention, you'll have a hard time getting a prospect. The people that you send the Success Secret CD to will have no interest in Your Wish Is Your Command. Those who do listen to Your Wish Is Your Command will have no interest in even seeing or getting more information about Jen. Those who you do finally talk to about Jen won't have any interest in joining as an affiliate or a member, and those few who do won't even do anything. If your intentions are wrong, it doesn't work. So your intentions have to be right. So grab a sheet of paper at the top, put intentions. I'm going to give you the key intentions. The first intention, the very first intention, the very, very first intention, and listen first, and then you can write it down in your own words. The first intention is you. It's all about you. The first intention is, I want to make money. The first intention is, I am doing this because I want to make money. I have a chief aim. I have a defined dream that I have a burning desire for, and I want to make money. That's why I'm doing this. The first intention internally is, I want to make money. So the first intention is about you, that you want to make money.